page 175. And when he came nigh Sir Helior, he bade him defend his lady. I will defend her, said Helior, unto my power. And so they ran together so mightily that either of these knights smote other down, horse and all, to the earth. And then they won up lightly and drew their swords and their shields and lashed together mightily more than an hour. All this Sir Palamedes saw and beheld. But ever at the last the knight with Sir Ector's shield was bigger, and at the last this knight smote Sir Helior down, and then that knight unlaced his helm to have stricken off his head. And then he cried mercy and prayed him to save his life, and bade him take his lady. Then Sir Palamedes dressed him up, because he wist well that the same lady was Epinogris's lady, and he promised him to help him. Then Sir Palamedes went straight to that lady, and took her by the hand, and asked her whether she knew a knight that hight Epinogris. Alas, she said, that ever he knew me or I him, for I have for his sake lost my worship, and also his life grieveth me most of all. Not so, lady, said Palamedes, come on with me, for here is Epinogris in this hermitage. Ah, well is me, said the lady, and be he alive. Whither wilt thou with that lady, said the knight with Sir Ector's shield. I will do with her what me list, said Palamedes. Wit you well, said the knight, thou speakest over large, though thou seemest me to have an advantage, because thou sawest me do battle but late. Thou weenest, Sir Knight, to have that lady away from me so lightly? Nay, think it never not. And thou were as good a knight as Sir Launcelot, or as Sir Tristram, or Sir Palamedes, but thou shalt win her dearer than ever did I. And so they went unto battle upon foot, and there they gave many sad strokes, and either wounded other passing sore, and thus they fought still more than an hour. Page 176. Then Sir Palamedes had marvel what knight he might be that was so strong and so well breathed during, and thus said Palamedes, Knight, I require thee tell me thy name. Wit thou well, said that knight, I dare tell thee my name, so that thou wilt tell me thy name. I will, said Palamedes. Truly, said that knight, my name is Safer, son of King Astlabor, and Sir Palamedes and Sir Segwarides are my brethren. Now, and wit thou well, my name is Sir Palamedes. Then Sir Safer kneeled down upon his knees and prayed him of mercy, and then they unlaced their helms and either kissed other weeping. And in the meantime Sir Epinogris rose out of his bed and heard them by the strokes, and so he armed him to help Sir Palamedes if need were. Chapter 84. How Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer were assailed. Then Sir Palamedes took the lady by the hand and brought her to Sir Epinogris, and there was great joy betwixt them, for either swooned for joy. When they were met, Fair knight and lady, said Sir Safer, it were pity to depart you. Jesu send you joy, either of other. Gramercy, gentle knight, said Epinogris, and much more thanks be to my lord Sir Palamedes, that thus hath through his prowess made me to get my lady. Then Sir Epinogris required Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer, his brother, to ride with them unto his castle for the safeguard of his person. Sir, said Palamedes, we will be ready to conduct you, because that ye are sore wounded. And so was Epinogris and his lady horsed, and his lady behind him upon a soft ambler. And then they rode unto his castle, where they had great cheer and joy, as great as ever Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer had in their life days. Page 177. So on the morn Sir Safer and Sir Palamedes departed, and rode as fortune led them. And so they rode all that day until afternoon, and at the last they heard a great weeping and a great noise down in a manor. Sir, said then Sir Safer, let us wit what noise this is. I will well, said Sir Palamedes. And so they rode forth till that they came to a fair gate of a manor, and there sat an old man saying his prayers and beads. Then Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer alit, and left their horses, and went within the gates, and there they saw full many goodly men weeping. "Fair sirs," said Palamedes, "wherefore weep ye, and make this sorrow?" Anon one of the knights of the castle beheld Sir Palamedes, and knew him, and then went to his fellows, and said, "Fair fellows, wit ye well all, we have in this castle the same knight that slew our lord at Lonazep, for I know him well, it is Sir Palamedes." Then went they unto harness all that might bear harness, some on horseback and some on foot, to the number of 80, and when they were ready, they came freshly upon Sir Palamedes and upon Sir Safer with a great noise, and said thus, "Keep thee, Sir Palamedes, for thou art known, and by right thou must be dead, for thou hast slain our lord, and therefore wit ye well we will slay thee, therefore defend thee." Then Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer, the one set his back to the other, and they gave many great strokes, and took many great strokes, and thus they fought with the 20 knights and 40 gentlemen and yeomen nigh 2 hours. But at the last, though they were loath, Sir Palamedes and Sir Safer were taken and yielden, and put in a strong prison. And within 3 days 12 knights passed upon them, and they found Sir Palamedes guilty, and Sir Safer not guilty of their lord's death. And when Sir Safer should be delivered, there was great dole between Sir Palamedes and him, and many piteous complaints that Sir Safer made at his departing. There is no maker can rehearse the 10th part. Page 178. "Fair brother," said Palamedes, "let be thy dolor and thy sorrow. And if I be ordained to die a shameful death, welcome be it. But an I had wist of this death that I am deemed unto, I should never have been yielden." Sir Safer departed from his brother with the greatest dolor and sorrow that ever made a knight. And on the morn they of the castle ordained 12 knights to ride with Sir Palamedes unto the father of the same knight that Sir Palamedes slew. And so they bound his legs under an old steed's belly, and then they rode with Sir Palamedes unto a castle by the seaside that hight Palounds, and there Sir Palamedes should have justice. Thus was their ordinance, and so they rode with Sir Palamedes fast by the castle of Joyous Gard, and as they passed by that castle, there came riding out of that castle by them one that knew Sir Palamedes, and when that knight saw Sir Palamedes bounden upon a crooked courser, the knight asked Sir Palamedes for what cause he was led so. "Ah, my fair fellow and knight," said Palamedes, "I ride toward my death for the slaying of a knight at a tournament of Lonazep. And if I had not departed from my lord Sir Tristram, as I ought not to have done, now might I have been sure to have had my life saved. But I pray you, Sir Knight, recommend me unto my lord Sir Tristram, and unto my lady Queen Isoude, and say to them, if I ever trespass to them, I ask them forgiveness. And also I beseech you, recommend me unto my lord King Arthur, and to all the fellowship of the Round Table, unto my power." Then that knight wept for pity of Sir Palamedes, and therewithal he rode unto Joyous Gard as fast as his horse might run, and lightly that knight descended down off his horse, and went unto Sir Tristram, and there he told him all you have heard, and ever the knight wept as he had been mad. Page 179. Chapter 85. How Sir Tristram made him ready to rescue Sir Palamedes, but Sir Launcelot rescued him, or he came. When Sir Tristram saw how Sir Palamedes went to his death, he was heavy to hear that, and said, "Howbeit that I am wroth with Sir Palamedes, yet will not I suffer him to die so shameful a death, for he is a full noble knight." And then anon Sir Tristram was armed, and took his horse and 2 squires with him, and rode a great pace toward the castle of Palounds, where Sir Palamedes was judged to death. And these 12 knights that led Sir Palamedes passed by a well, whereas Sir Lancelot was, which was a lit there, and had tied his horse to a tree, and taken off his helm to drink of that well. And when he saw these knights, Sir Lancelot put on his helm, and suffered them to pass by him. And then was he ware of Sir Palamedes bounden, and led shamefully to his death. O Jesu, said Lancelot, what misadventures befall him that he is thus led toward his death. Forsooth, said Lancelot, it were shame to me to suffer this noble knight so to die, and I might help him. Therefore, I will help him whatsoever come of it, or else I shall die for Sir Palamedes' sake. And then Sir Lancelot mounted upon his horse, and gat his spear in his hand, and rode after the 12 knights that led Sir Palamedes. Fair knight, said Sir Lancelot, whither lead ye that knight? It beseemeth him full ill to ride bounden. Then these 12 knights suddenly turned their horses and said to Sir Lancelot, Sir knight, we counsel thee not to meddle with this knight, for he hath deserved death, and unto death he is judged. That me repenteth, said Lancelot, that I may not borrow him with fairness, for he is over good a knight to die such a shameful death. And therefore, fair knights, said Sir Lancelot, keep you as well as you can, for I will rescue that knight or die for it. Page 180. Then they began to dress their spears, and Sir Lancelot smote the foremost down, horse and man, and so he served three more with one spear. And then that spear brast, and therewithal Sir Lancelot drew his sword, and then he smote on the right hand and on the left hand. Then, within a while, he left none of those 12 knights, but he had laid them to the earth, and the most part of them were sore wounded. Then Sir Lancelot took the best horse that he found, and loosed Sir Palamedes, and set him upon that horse, and so they returned again unto Joyous Gard, and then was Sir Palamedes ware of Sir Tristram, how he came riding. And when Sir Lancelot saw him, he knew him well, but Sir Tristram knew him not, because Sir Lancelot had on his shoulder a golden shield. So Sir Lancelot made him ready to joust with Sir Tristram, that Sir Tristram should not ween that he were Sir Lancelot. Then Sir Palamedes cried aloud to Sir Tristram, O my lord, I require you joust not with this knight, for this good knight hath saved me from my death. When Sir Tristram heard him say so, he came a soft trotting pace toward them. And then Sir Palamedes said, My lord Sir Tristram, much am I beholding unto you of your great goodness, that would proffer your noble body to rescue me undeserved, for I have greatly offended you. Notwithstanding, said Sir Palamedes, here met we with this noble knight that worshipfully and manly rescued me from 12 knights, and smote them down all, and wounded them sore. Chapter 86. How Sir Tristram and Sir Lancelot with Palamedes came to Joyous Gard, of Palamedes and Sir Tristram. Fair knight, said Sir Tristram unto Sir Lancelot, of whence be ye?